హరే కృష్ణ. భగవద్గీత సిటీస్ చాప్టర్ నెంబర్ 3 కర్మయోగం టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 1. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానందం. శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృందం. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. అర్జున ఉవాచ, జాససీసీత్ కర్మ నస్తే మతా బుద్ధి జనార్దనాన్, తన్ కిం కర్మణి ఘోరం మాం నియోజసి కేశవాం. అర్జున ఉవాచ, జాససీసీత్ కర్మ నస్తే మతా బుద్ధి జనార్దనం, తత్కిం కర్మ నిఘోరం మాం నియోజసి కేశవాం. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసి భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్, ద ఫౌండర్ ఆచార్య ఆఫ్ ఇంటర్నేషనల్ సొసైటీ ఫర్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్. జయ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. అర్జున సైడ్, ఓ జనార్దన, ఓ కేశవ, వై డూ యూ వాంట్ టు ఎన్కేజ్ మీ ఇన్ దిస్ ఘాస్ట్లీ వార్ ఫార్? If you think that intelligent is better than fruity works. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Jnananjana Salakayam Sakshirunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham. Om Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇతి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణి, నిర్విశేషాశూన్యవాది పాశాత దేశతారిణి. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే, కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్విషే నమహం. వసుదేవసుతం దేవం కంసచానూరమర్దనం దేవకీ పరమానందం కృష్ణం వందే జగద్గురుం. హరే కృష్ణ. దెర్ ఈస్ అ వెరీ నైస్ స్టోరీ. వన్ డే కింగ్ అండ్ హిస్ మినిస్టర్ దే వర్ డిస్కసింగ్. ద కింగ్ ఆస్క్ ద క్వశ్చన్ టు హిస్ మినిస్టర్, వై గాడ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఈస్ కమింగ్ టు దిస్ వరల్డ్? హీస్ హ్యావింగ్ సో మెనీ అసోసియేట్స్. He can send one of his associate, and whatever the duty is required to perform, his associate is very capable of doing. Why God himself is coming to this world? So the minister, he said, okay, my dear king, I will answer your question very shortly. So after some time, king and his children and everyone is going in the ship. While he's going in the ocean, this children, unfortunately, one of his children fell down from the ship. So immediately, within a second, the king jumped from the ship and saved his children. After coming back to the ship, the minister asked the question to the king, oh my dear king, you have so many military force is coming with you along with the ship. So many military, so many people are coming, so your associates. Why didn't you send your military force to save your son, but you himself jumped? Then king was asking, what is this you are asking the question? He is my own son. So I went and saved. It is my duty. So I have to save. So then minister said, we are all his own children. No, we are all the servant of God. That's why the God himself is coming to this material world to save all the people in this material world. Just so the king immediately jumped from the ship and saved his son. Similarly, the God, we are the part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are the sons of Supreme Lord. So that's why Krishna, being a very compassionate, Krishna is very, very merciful. He himself come to this material world for to protect us, to save us. In 4th chapter, Krishna is explaining what are the purpose Krishna is coming. What is the purpose of Krishna is descending to this material world? So we will see in very detail in 4th chapter. Now, one of the purpose we will elaborate here. So Krishna comes in this material world. One of the purpose is to educate all of us by giving the transcendental subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. Because just like only manufacturing company can provide the catalog, those who produced, for example, some companies produce Samsung or iPhone, only Samsung company can provide a catalog for Samsung. We cannot bring the iPhone company catalog and use Samsung mobile. Similarly, the God is created, as God is created this material world. Just like in India, the law is different. In America, the law is different. In India, we drive in the right side, but in America, we drive the car in left side. So, similarly, each country is having each law. Similarly, the Samsung company is having a different catalog and the iPhone company is having a different catalog. Similarly, we also have a catalog that is called Bhagavad Gita. Because Krishna is the owner of this material world. Krishna is the owner of, he is the one who created our body, created our nature and everything. And he himself, giving the law book, how we should lead our human life. So, to understand the transcendental subject matter like a Bhagavad Gita and spiritual subject, we should have little bit of bhakti. Without little bit of Shraddha, we should have a faith in our life. To build the faith, we should take the good food. Means, we should take at least come to the mode of goodness by taking vegetarian food. Because nowadays, the problems are keep increasing. Because when we eat the non-vegetarian food, our character also keep on changing. Like it's a keep on changing to the animalistic character. Because nowadays we can see the people are killing each other. Before it was not present. Because nowadays the vegetarian food is keep on increasing. So if you want to understand the spiritual subject matter, at least we have to come to the mode of goodness by taking vegetarian food. Then we should have the basic character. Then only we can understand the transcendental subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. This chapter is called Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga, the word is stand for, yoga means connecting two things, that is called yoga. Connecting Atma and Paramatma is called actually a real yoga. Connecting Atma and Paramatma, we can do several way by Karma Yoga, Krishna explained, and Jnana Yoga and Buddhi Yoga. Nowadays, people, they are performing so many yoga, but they are not connecting yoga. In yoga, there are so many rules and regulation is there. In that rules and regulation, there are so many steps are there. So nowadays the people, what they are doing, yoga means for the purpose, they are maintaining their body. But that is not the actual purpose of doing yoga. One way, at least good that people are doing yoga and they have to maintain the health. At least instead of, getting disease, by performing yoga, at least they are very, very healthy. So in that point, it is a good, but the real yoga means when we connect Atma with Paramatma is called the real yoga. So in this chapter, in subject matter, Krishna is explaining about the Karma Yoga. The essence of Bhagavad Gita is actually Bhakti Yoga. Essence of full Bhagavad Gita, if you take, that is called Bhakti. Krishna says, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Mami Vaisasi Satyante Pradajnana Prayosime. So Krishna explained, Bhakti is the essence of all Bhagavad Gita. But one may ask the question, then why Krishna is explaining about the Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga and everything? Because in this world, everyone is not having the same character. Somebody like a karma, somebody like a jnana yoga, somebody like a bhakti yoga. So that's why it is a gradual process. When we perform the karma, then we can move to bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga, we cannot go directly because the living entity gradually progress. Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita, Vasudeva sarvam idhi samahasmatu durlabam. To perform the devotional service to Krishna, very, very rare. We cannot perform immediately. We need a lot of punya. We need a lot of sukruti. That's why in this chapter, Arjuna is asking the question. In second chapter, Krishna explained, performing the Buddhi Yoga, the Bhakti, is better than Karma Yoga. Then, very intelligently, Arjuna is asking the question, O Krishna, O Janardana, why do you want to engage me in this ghastly warfare? If you think that intelligence is better than fruitive work, you know, the bhakti is better than karma, then why you are engaging me in this ghastly warfare of fighting? So this is the question is asking by Arjuna. So similarly, what we have to understand, Arjuna is asking the question. It is not that Krishna himself is just speak. So similarly, we also should ask the question about the spiritual topic. You know, why I am suffering, you know, who I am, who is the God, who created this world, what is the solution, how can I become happy. So in this way, whatever Krishna is speaking, we have to little bit analyze and ask the questions. So just like without asking the question, we cannot progress further. Just like when we see the children, at the age from the when they started talking, at the age of one and a half or 2 years, they started talking. From that, they keep on asking the question. So many questions ask. They ask, what is this, what is this, what is this, what is this, what is this. They will be keep on asking the question. Because when they ask the question, they are learning actually. So similarly, we also should ask the question in spiritual life. When we ask the question, we will get the answer. Then we can become very happy in life. So sometimes people, they misunderstand Srila Prabhupada explaining this purport. Sometimes people understand that bhakti means they should go to forest, they should not do any work, they simply sit and chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So like Arjuna, he don't want to fight, he wanted to go to forest because he don't want to commit any sinful activities. So that's why Arjuna wanted to run from the fighting in Kurukshetra. He wanted to go to forest. But Krishna, he said, no, you are army man, your duty is supposed to fight. That's why Krishna is explaining in one of the chapter, Ma Manusmara Vidyacha. Oh Arjuna, you always think about me and fight. So in this way, it is not advised to go to forest to practice spiritual life. So wherever we are, we can just practice by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because without sufficient knowledge, when we go to forest, what we will do? We will not practice tapasya. Because 24 hour engaging in Krishna Bhakti, it is not very easy. That's why Srila Prabhupada explained here, we should not go to forest simply. Nowadays, if we see, many sadhu, they renounce the world and they put the saffron cloth. They advertise themselves, they are a big yogi or something else. But if you see the newspaper, after some times, they don't know what to do in the forest. Then they will associate with a woman, they drink gaja and all those things we see in the newspaper. So that's why Srila Prabhupada explaining here, wherever we are situated, sthane sutigato, wherever we are situated, we should chant the holy name and read Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Then we can gradually understand. So, the Krishna will answer why. Lord Krishna elaborately explained Karma Yoga or work in Krishna consciousness in this third chapter. So, in this third chapter, Krishna will explain how we can divert all our work into Krishna Bhakti. Thanks for hearing Bhagavad Gita WhatsApp class daily. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai.